This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says COVID-19-related financial woes are deepening for some business sectors, and the agency says tens of thousands of firms are seeking assistance. WEDC Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes told the state agency's board yesterday that after a bad economic hit during the spring, restaurants saw some improvements during the summer.
And we're seeing that activity really die off now. And, you know, I'm just not sure without additional federal assistance that these restaurants can really survive.
Hughes also says many hotels and motels are not doing well. She says the state is trying to monitor the financial health of many firms.
If you look at a data point in January and you say, okay, you had 100 businesses that are existing right now, and the way we were tracking that was just simply whether or not they had one credit card transaction in a day. And now we're seeing that number has reduced to 86.9, and it's on a trend line of going down.
Tens of thousands of still active small companies are turning to the state for help, as it's distributing federal money in the form of $5,000 grants as part of the We're All In program. During the summer, the first phase provided $65 million for more than 26,000 businesses statewide. 30,000 applied. Last month, the state made another $50 million available, and officials say they've received 48,000 applications. Grantees will be announced in early December. WEDC says despite the bleak news, some business owners are innovating. Chief Operating Officer Sam Rickers says he spoke with a cheesemaker who needed more space to provide socially distanced work breaks.
That individual rented some trailers so they could figure out a way that they could continue operating and yet have that break for their employees.
Rickers says 1,200 companies have entered the state's We're All Innovating contest that will award a total of $3 million in federal money to 225 firms by the middle of next month. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.